The teacher said, "You missed school yesterday, didn't you?" And the little kid said, "No, not one little bit."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
School. Do we really need it? I mean, come on. English? We already speak it. Math? We have calculators now. History? Those people are gone. Phys Ed? We have the great outdoors. And Spanish? We have Dora the Explorer. Okay, I'm just kidding. Kids, stay in school, okay? I'm so glad I did. I mean, I spent 7 of the best years of my life in grade 3. You know, my grades started slipping in kindergarten. They really did. And if I didn't know the answer, I got creative as time went on. What ended in 1945? 1944. I'm not the first student to do this. Here are hilarious answers kids have written on tests. Question, if you have 3 apples and 4 oranges in one hand and 3 oranges and 4 apples in the other hand, what do you have? Answer, very big hands. Question, if it took 8 men 10 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 4 men to build it? Answer, no time at all. The wall is already built. A teacher was grading math tests. One child had written Jesus as the answer for every question. At the top, he put, Jesus is always the answer. Well, the teacher did not agree. Jesus was not the answer to 4 plus 4. But I think that kid was onto something. Life's truly important questions find their answer in him. Here are just 3 examples. What is my purpose in life? Is it financial success? Fame? After winning his 3rd Super Bowl ring, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady said, "A lot of people would say, hey man, this is what is. I reached my goal, my dream, my life. Me, I think it's got to be more than this. This can't be what it's all cracked up to be." Tom was right. Lasting fulfillment doesn't come through achievement. Living for cash or fame or success always leads to disappointment. In losing yourself in him, you truly find life. Living for something out of this world gives purpose in it. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with everything you have and love your neighbor as yourself." Football legend or janitor, the love of Jesus brings joy and purpose. Question 2, where can I find peace? In Matthew 11, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus offers true peace. 3rd question, where can I find hope? It's easy to lose hope when we look around us. Life hurts, people disappoint. Jesus knows that hurt, that disappointment. He doesn't provide superficial answers. He gives us himself. He weeps with us and offers true hope in a future that is bright. In the assurance that God is at work in the messy places, in the promise that an even greater life begins with our last breath. "Whoever believes in me," said Jesus, "will never perish, but have everlasting life." I have an old LP record of Andre Crouch. You remember those? I was a teen when I started cranking it up and listening to Andre's words. "If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past, they seem to face you every day. There's one thing I know for sure, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Come to him. He's the truth, the life, and the way." Speaking of truth, a little guy was asked to complete the sentence, "I earn money at home by," he wrote, "I don't. I'm a freeloader."
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.